What it is your boy, man. Coming back at y'all again with that wild Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real nigga. You did? And we about to get into chapter 18. Ooh. No, see, I'm lying. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for lying. We actually finna start chapter 19. We already did chapter 18. Man, nigga be moving with this shit, man. Y'all gotta help me out with this. In my back. Look. It's chapter 19. Yup, we about to get into chapter 19. And this is gonna be some guy gangster shit right here. And we gonna really just like break down a little bit more in the details on the shit that Sodom and Gomorrah was on, because some of the shit that they did in the chapter kind of show that question mark, you know what I'm saying? So first and foremost, got to start off with this prayer, man. So Lord, I thank you once again for allowing me to be here today, Lord, and forgive you, boy, for all this wrongdoing, as I try to do the same that, you know, do wrong to me, Lord. I love you, man. I just thank you for this opportunity to spit your word to people who want to listen, Lord. And I encourage, hopefully will encourage somebody out there to pick up that book, Lord, and find out more for themselves, oh, Lord. Just you're awesome, man. And I just ask you to continue to work on this child, because, you know, I don't think I'm the prototypical type to bring this message, but I do thank you. You love me and you show favor to me. You know what I'm saying? I just appreciate all you do for me. Appreciate you giving me the passion to want to do this, Lord. And I just hope, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you just continue to walk with me and continue to help me grow. I love you. I thank you. Help me to make this vivid for him, man. And let everything be everything. Anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praise shall go to you always and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Nida. It's time to wild up so we can get into chapter 19. Yeah. G shit. Okay. I don't know if you remember that chapter 18, Moses had came and visit Moses. Ooh, boy, I'm all off today. God had came and visit Abraham. I'm going to get it together. Like I say, this is on the run. This ain't no like, dang, I got to take another take and do this shit over again. Dang, you know, there ain't none of that. I'm going straight from my heart to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Walking in God, walking by faith. So forgive me if I take a few steps out the way. Chapter 18. It did. God was talking to Abraham. Because his name changed to Abraham. Yeah. God was talking to Abraham about, you know, what he was going to be doing in Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay. In 18, it was three of them. It was him and two other angels. Okay. When 19 picks up, it's going to pick up with just the two angels. And God kind of went to where he was going, I guess, the control room to go ahead and go and get this shit popping. You know what I'm saying? So the two angels went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay. Lot was probably out there politicking, chilling with the motherfuckers at the gate and shit. And again, I just want to emphasize, it's going to be times where other people are going to show the deep righteousness that Abram had, simply because they going to show from the teachings that he gave them that they, you know, he a righteous teacher, and people could gain righteous understanding from him. For example, when they came to Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot knew who they was. Lot probably didn't know him by name or no shit like that, you know, but he had an idea who they was. He didn't look like, they didn't look like they were from around there, I guess, you know what I'm saying? But he, Abram showed a lot of enough, and Lightning had enough teachings about God to know who God angels is, because the way a lot approached them let me know that Lot knew that they were workers of God. Okay, Lot had came to him and was like, hey, man, what's happening with y'all, man? Hey, hey, y'all look new out here, man. Hey, I tell y'all what, man, why don't y'all come in? Come in, go and get a meal, you know what I'm saying? I think y'all might know my uncle, you know what I'm saying? And I know you taste my auntie cakes, but my wife, she makes pretty good cakes too, you feel me? And we can chop it up and you can eat, you can spend the night, man. You can take a bath and all that good shit, man. And we can just have us a good time. You can come chill at our place for that good time. Don't go nowhere else. Come chill at our spot for the good time, you know? These like two gangster angels of the Lord. They want all the smoke, cause they ain't trying to hide from shit, cause they want the smoke. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, no, we want to chill out here. We want to see what they doing. We want to get in their activities out here. We want to fuck with them niggas. Yeah, y'all niggas. Yeah, we talking about y'all. The fuck. You know, like hey, why don't you just come on over our crib, man? Don't worry about it. Them niggas. Don't even sweat them. Don't even sweat them, cuz. Just come on over the crib, man, please, man, please. Because he said a lot was pressing him, so he was just begging, like, please, please, I'm not going to stop back until you come. Please, 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 please. Pretty please, pretty please. Jimmy on top, please. All right, man, if we can get you to shut the fuck up, we're going to come, okay? If you ask us, please, one more time, we coming. Okay, so they went. Went to the lighthouse, chilled out, ate some good food, some unleavened bread and shit like that. You feel me? Okay. Had a nice little time, seemed like it, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's nightfall. Niggas finna go to sleep, right? Boom, boom, boom at the door. You feel me? So Lot answered the door. And it is, excuse me, it is all the niggas. All the niggas from Sodom and Gomorrah. And Admah. And Zeboim. And Bela. Say everybody from every quarter. Come, I mean, damn, dog. I mean, that got to be like from every place. So all of these motherfucking dudes are outside Lot spot, okay? And guess what? The question they ask this motherfucker. Hey, where them two men that was outside, man? Where them two men that was outside that you let in your house, man? Bring them outside, cuz we trying to fuck. You heard me right. I did not stutter. No, the Bible does not say we trying to fuck. But when you get into the Bible and you start reading the Bible, you're going to notice that they use this term called knowing somebody. You know what I'm saying? He known her. He ain't known him. That is like, quote unquote, one of the terms for motherfucking saying they fucking. They trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? And they want to know these two men. They want to know these two fucking men. Alright. So they basically want to pass these two months. Not just, and this is the shit, cuz, like, okay, look, man. Just to give a glimpse of kind of understanding, I think, to me, will give a better understanding of the shit Sodom and Gomorrah was on, cuz. Like, for real, nigga. Like, bruh. They trying to pass these two niggas around to everybody in all them four cities, cuz they trying to wear that ass out, dog. They ain't just trying to have, okay, you come for the main person and, you know, he embarrass you in front of all these people. No, they looking for a pass around, boom, 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 type shit. Like, trying to wear these, and this is one of the reasons why God is like, see what I'm saying? Like, nigga, why is all these men so eager to come to the door if they ain't getting a part of that ass too? Why? why are you so eager to come watch some shit? You know what I'm saying? No, they get to participate. That's why these niggas crunk. Like, we want to know them. Like, yeah, yeah, all these niggas in the background hollering, yeah, because they trying to get a piece of that ad too. Like, this shit crazy, because, like, you finna see, they tell me that ain't a reason to get rid of. But when I said it in 18, I'll let you know, man, everybody, nigga, we finna, right now, you finna see how many righteous people are in this city, okay? Because that was the conversation Abram had with God before this point, to see if he would just even spare these cities, okay? And now you're going to see why God was like, man, I don't even think I'm going to be able to spare these, boy. Because there are, Abram's nephew is like the only one right now that's like righteous and got sensible enough to deal righteously with God's people or God's messengers or angels or whoever, you know what I'm saying, that comes from God. But okay, so they asking the fuck, so like come out, like, this is letting me know they on some dumb shit and they going far left, because what like come out of my mouth, one part is kind of fucked up even to even present this as an idea, but it also shows the level of what type of shit they was on that this nigga would even offer this. But first he was like, please, brother, don't deal so wickedly. Don't deal so wickedly. Oh, that no mean they trying to do something, cuz if he's coming out the door and the first thing come out of his mouth, please, don't deal so wickedly. You know what I'm saying? And he offer up. Now, I remember, I don't know if y'all remember, but I told you, like, you know, when we started out the journal, like, Lot has a wife and two girls, okay? Lot is, like, grown now, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, 14 years in past, you know? If Lot was a young buck when he went out there, I mean, 25 years damn near had passed, 24, because Abram was 99 when God visited him. And this is like pretty much, I think this ain't no time lapse shit. This is like the day after, like, he visit Abram. You know what I'm saying? Because he walked with him on that journey. So, like, this is like after that visit. Boom. Sodom and Gomorrah story. Okay. And he offered his two daughters. And he say, virgin daughters too now, that have never experienced a man. Okay. These two, I want you to know something with these daughters, okay? They're virgins, but they're married. I got one question. I just got one question for y'all. The fuck they do that at? Okay, but nevertheless, even with all that, he's offering up his two daughters, dog. And let me tell you what he say about offering, the way that he offer up his two daughters, two virgin daughters at this, with some niggas that want to pass around some man ass. Look, okay, hold on. He said, I got two daughters that have never experienced man. Y'all can do whatever y'all want. The same niggas that want to fuck two men, he say, y'all can do whatever y'all want to my two daughters. Just don't act so wickedly with these men, because they knew, they visitors that came up under my roof, cuz. They ain't even here to stay, man. They just visitors coming up under my roof, my G. Don't do them like that, man. Don't do them like that. And guess what these niggas tell him, cuz? Oh, my motherfucker. Sorry, when you got good relos, you feel me? They supposed to go out when you talk a minute, dog. So when you hear that lighter, don't be upset like, got key light up and shit. Nigga, I'm talking, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want my shit to burn out. Then I be, like, burning entirely too much to tell y'all this shit. The fuck? No. But anyway, this nigga, they said to this nigga, they're like, oh my goodness. Hey, this dude, didn't he say he just coming through? He's sojourning. He just coming to visit. He's just kicking it for a minute or two. Yeah, I know this nigga been here for about 24 years, but he just quote-unquote just passing through. And now all of a sudden the nigga work for the judicial system. He judging us. You know what I'm saying? He telling us what we can and can't do. What the fuck we supposed? Boy, we finna do you worse than we finna do them now. On everything. We gonna do you worse than we were gonna do them two niggas. Damn, God. This is a nice little pickle to be in. You got all the niggas from Sodom, Gomorrah, Admars, Bowen. Be loud, probably even in there too. You feel me? Saying we gonna do you dirty, then we were gonna do them two niggas. We were gonna fuck them niggas, but we gonna fuck dust shit out of your ass, bro. Like you have never been motherfucking fucked before. So, the angels, you know, end up grabbing because they start pressing up on the door, trying to beat on the door, and they starting to try to go ahead and, you know, bend a lot of ass over, basically. You know what I'm saying? So the angels go, they snatch up Lot, you know what I'm saying, and close the door. But before they close the door, they hit their ass with their blinders. They got them all fucked up the way they can't see where they going. Now they can't get to the door. You feel me? Some of that angel shit. I can't really tell you what type of blindness, but it's some of that angel shit. Maybe they showed they true, like, glow, because I heard it's a heaven got a little bit more fluorescent than we do, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot more fluorescent, like that shit'll hurt our motherfucking eyes type fluorescent type shit. So, you know what I'm saying? They hit them with the blindness. And I guess it fucked them up to where, you know what I'm saying, niggas just wanted to go back home, you feel me? They just wanted to be able to see again. They fucked up in this whole running in the trees and probably falling in the ditches and all in the rivers and shit. Niggas don't know where they going. Looking fucked up like they was going in the slime pits when they were fighting against Kelaoma and shit. They fucked up in there. But I guess they were fucked up to the point to where they ain't want to do no more shit that night. Okay. So they did get a chance to get some rest because they say they woke up in the morning, and then when they woke up in the morning, that's when the angels were telling them, hey, it's time to get up. Hey, it's time to get up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I hate to tell y'all, we appreciate everything. First, we want to tell you, we appreciate everything that y'all gave us, the food. We had a great time, the bath. You know, that was all cool and everything. But now we officially finna tell y'all what we came here for. Oh, we came to fuck this city up, nigga. We finna destroy Sodom, Gomorrah, Admar, Zeboan, and Beli, nigga. Ain't none of this shit finna ride, nigga. All this shit finna be fucking destroyed. You hear me? All of this shit is gonna be destroyed, bro. So y'all gonna have to get y'all ass up and get up out this city. If y'all don't get destroyed, if y'all don't leave the city, y'all gonna get destroyed with the sin of the city. Because this city's sin is the reason why it's getting destroyed. So you gonna get caught up in their iniquity if you don't fucking leave. So he getting them up, you know what I'm saying? They leave, you know, trying to get them to leave. And these niggas up and everything. But these niggas procrastinating. These niggas moving slow. These niggas talking about, do you remember the time and shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Well, first he told him, if it's anybody else besides y'all, like any of y'all, this is how I know the two daughters were married. I'm going to tell you that first, and then we're going to get back to how they was, like, remembering the time when Sodom fucking Gomorrah. Anyway, he was like, if you got anybody, any of your kinfolk, any of your son-in-laws, anybody, you know what I'm saying, tell them to come on, because we finna fuck this city up. This city is finna be no more at all. Just a thing of the motherfucking past. You know what I'm saying? So he go, like, go run, you know what I'm saying? He go try to tell his son-in-laws. He try to tell his son-in-laws, the motherfucking men who are married to the virgin daughters. Now, this just me. Another one of me moments. I'm sorry, I put them in here every now and again. But I don't think they just got married like the other day. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking these motherfuckers been married and they still ain't touched their ass. Like, bro, where they do that at? Oh, my bad. You right. I'm tripping. I know where they do that at. Fucking Sodom and Gomorrah, Admon, Zeboim, and Belial. That's where the fuck they do that shit at. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas have... He said it. If you read it, go back to chapter 19. Fact check me on this shit. He said that he have two daughters that never been touched by men. But these two daughters are married to men. How in the fuck is that possible? That's like a miracle. What the fuck, man? Like, what the fuck? For real, man. Like, but... He tried to tell him, you know what I'm saying? Like, go boom to him, try to tell him, hey, man, look, I mean, I hate to tell y'all, man, but God is finna get rid of this city. He is finna get rid of this place. We gotta go. We gotta go. You gonna go with us so you can be with the daughters and everything? And maybe eventually one day give them some kids. I'm hoping that one day you at least try to give them some kids. But anyway, you gotta live to even try to give them some kids. So y'all need to come on with me. You know what I'm saying? And they looking like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Destroy the city. Hey, my uncle, my father-in-law, you know, this nigga said, the city, God is finna destroy the city. God is finna destroy. God destroy the city. You are the funniest mother. Yeah, for real. Like, God is real. He is about to destroy this city. If y'all want to live, y'all should come with me. Boy, that's the joke of the day right there, boy. Oh, that's the joke. So Lot just left, you know what I'm saying? He's just like, man, fuck that. These niggas don't want to go. I knew something wrong with them anyway. They've been married for about 2.5 years and never touched my dog. But anyway, he running, he going back, and everybody packing up, trying to get ready to go. And that's when they told him, man, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We got to ride. And they just moving slow. It looked like they moving slow. Remember the time? I'ma miss this place, man. It's so many memories. We've been here for 24 years. Like, oh, man, we got to leave. This is all we know. Come on, Dad. Tell them to let us stay. And the angel's like, these motherfuckers. Like, they outside the door like, man, why are these niggas taking so long? Because, like, bro, this is God timing and he's getting pretty close to destroying this shit. Like, man, let me go ahead. Bring y'all motherfucking ass. Bring y'all ass. Bring, oh, you ain't got to snatch me so hard. Oh, man, a lot like, oh, man, yeah, y'all aggressive in here, man. Man, do you know what the fuck it mean when I tell you God finna destroy something? Get your ass down the road, dog. Come on. Shit, so he got him to the edge of the city. Nigga, angels got him to the edge of the city like, look, man, y'all need to run. Run for y'all motherfucking life. Do not turn back. Like I said, unless you're going to get caught up in the iniquity of this sin, dog, because God finna destroy that hoe. I'm telling you, looking back, ain't the best idea. Go as far as you can, man, to the hills, to the mountains. Go live in the woods, in the hills, and the mountains, because we finna destroy every city here. And I was like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Did you say the mountains, the hills, the wildlife? Because, you know, a lot on the plains, you know, he kind of like a city boy kind of mentality right here. When you say mountains and the woods, no, man, like a bear, you know, any type of animal could kill us out here. I don't know nothing about bears or tigers or lions or elephants. I don't know nothing about that. Why about this? And I thank you. I thank you so much for letting us live. You dwelt up under the roof. You didn't give us no trouble. You know what I'm saying? I thank you, man, for sparing our lives, man. But if you think we could just go to Belial? I mean, it's the smallest city, bro. It ain't even that big. You blinking, it's gone. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even that big, dog. Isn't it a little one? Let me dwell there. And my soul gonna live, cuz. If I go out no more, dog, you just asking me to die. Cuz I ain't gonna live, man. I am not gonna fucking live, cuz. And the angels were like, you know what, man? All right, bro. All right. right, you know what I'm saying? You be fucking with shit, dog. Do you realize that this is when we all the time we get out the house, cuz, like, we really don't get out much. So when we get out, we trying to do every fucking thing we possibly can. And you fucking with the shit. A little bit. I know it's a little skinny, a little bit. But you fucking with our shit just a little bit. But it's okay. If that's where you want to stay at, cool. Go ahead and run that, cuz. Need y'all to get on, because it's about to fucking go down. And the countdown and already started, so y'all might need to get to running. All right. So they dipped over to Zohar, you know what I'm saying? And then when they got to Zohar, you know what I'm saying? I think they got a little nervous, because some of them niggas that might have been outside their house were from Zohar and be like, oh, yeah, that's that lot nigga who got them angels and shit. You the one that got that. Yeah, let's kill him. No, let's fuck him first. Yeah, let's fuck him in the ass. Come on, let's go get him. Let's get him. Get him. So I had to run out of, he had to dip out of Zohar and go to, guess where he went to? The fucking mountains that he told him that he was scared of and he wasn't going to live. Yeah. Well, I had to go get his Geico on and be a motherfucking caveman. Yes, he did. Yes, he motherfucking did. And that's what he did. So he went into the caves and shit like that. And then guys started his thing. But before they went there, you know what I'm saying? Before they got to that point, like, when God started raining down, it said rain down fire and brimstone, okay? The answer that I get on brimstone is, you know what I'm saying, basically sulfur, which I think if you know anything about sulfur, it doesn't do it good for your skin. It could really fuck some shit up. It could really, really eat some shit up with your skin. You know what I'm saying? And that's just your skin. You dig? Now, okay, heaven. I really believe heaven, like, where from where God said that, it's a very long fucking way from here, okay? Very long way from here, cuzzo. And this motherfucker is throwing down from where he is brimstone and fire. Basically a stone probably made out of sulfur. He's throwing that bitch down with fire lit to it already. And sulfur is a element that kind of like, you don't want that to mix with fire for real like that. Yeah, that's not the greatest combination we want as humans, because our skin is not sulfur proof. You know what I'm saying? So he's throwing them down, and I imagine they're big fucking blocks, because like the size of God compared to the size of us, and like, they're big fucking rocks flying down from heaven. And as soon as they come to contact with anything, it's just going to be it's like a fire with a gasoline starter already on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's going to hit down quick. Like it said, it wasn't no man or no woman or no plants. God really, like, when he say all living things, like, he really mean, like, all living things, dog. He don't want no tree to survive in this bitch, cuz he's murking everything in Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboah. You feel me? Would have been Zohar, but a lot of ass wanted to run down. Okay, so why this is going on, you know? Like I said, Sodom and Gomorrah, before this, I already had a Hollywood effect. You feel me? It's part of the reason why I believe Lot and his family enjoyed it so much. And especially his wife. Because it's four people that's escaping right now. And they supposed to be running. They get to going. But for some reason, that wife of Lot, she's turning around. It did. And, you know, we look at it from standpoint, maybe like turn around, or she just looked back and then turned into a pillar of salt. No, she want to see what's going on. You feel me? Like I said, it's already a Hollywood effect. Well, if you're somebody who easily intrigued, which I think a lot of wife is showing, that she just easily intrigued. Like, even when your life is on the line, your intriguement is bigger than your damn life. So, like, the shit that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah was intriguing to her. I believe she was probably one of the toughest ones. She was probably the one trying to buzz and like, let's stay and we don't have to go. We didn't build a life and a family here and shit like that. Because she was intrigued. She wanted to be a part of that whatever they had going on. To feel like you're bigger than God. To feel like you're a God. Like, it's like the endorphin high like no other. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the intriguing of people feeling like we're bigger than God because we're doing what we want and we're not suffering any consequences for it. We're doing what the fuck we feel. We run this shit. The intriguing of being with that crowd is tough for some people to overlook. And I think a lot of white was like that. It was just tough for her to overlook all this shit with the fire and brimstone. Like, I know fire and brimstone ain't never happened before like that, though. But it ain't, if it's gonna cost me my life to look and just see and marvel at what, how he destroying the place, like, I don't know if that's worth it. But she thought it was. And I think she really, like, turned back, like, no, I want to go back. You know, maybe had a couple of love affairs or some shit over there, you know. It's a lot of mean ways. Like I said, leave it open for a lot of lanes. So I put stuff out there to kind of intrigue people to kind of go read, you feel me? But it's, you know, could have been a love affair back. But regardless of where she turned back, and when she turned back, she turned into a pillar of salt. Which I believe what sulfur and heat would do to your ass if it's coming down heavily and fast. It's meant to destroy cities, cause like, so a person is like meaningless. You're gonna turn into a pillar of salt with that type of heat. It's meant to destroy everything, you know. So she turned into a pillar of salt and ran into the mountains, you feel me? And more dumb shit goes down. Yep. You thought all the dumb shit was over with Sodom and Gomorrah being destroyed. Nope. Not for chapter 19. We still have a moment that, okay, I'm gonna put it to you like this. You know, let me, cause you know, been talking for a minute. I ain't really tap shit in the set, man. This has been an interesting story to get me, you know, not tapping. Like, damn, hold on now. Alright. If you think the fact that Abram and Nahor got one of Haran, actually one of Lot brothers, I think, no, not brothers. Sorry about that. No. One of his sisters, one of Lot's sisters, because it was one of Haran's, like, daughters. So Nahor got one of Haran's daughters, which is one of Lot's sisters, you know what I'm saying? And Abram got one of his dad's, like, otherwise daughter, you know what I'm saying? It was a one, because they got the same dad but got different mamas. So one of his otherwise daughter, you did. Your papa had more than one wife, you did. Abram only had one. Papa had more than one, though. And, well, if you think that's weird, guess what? Guess what about to happen? Why the cave life shit? That's what about to happen. Cave life shit, nigga. This nigga spared the city. First, like, let me tell you this part first. This nigga spared the city that he ran out of. Oh, shit. This nigga spared the city. Because the city was spared off the strength that he wanted to live there in a small city so he wouldn't have to run into the mountains. But he ended up running into the mountain. That's why I think they were trying to fuck his ass. Because he ended up running to the mountain, man. He was trying to get his ass fucked. They were going to do his ass super dirty because you killed all my brothers in my other countries. And yeah, they were going to fuck his ass up. But they ran to the mountain, did some cave. Well, the doubters, to me, this part make me feel like the doubters are kind of dinky, dog. The doubters may be, like, for real, kind of dinky. I'm sorry. It's just my perception. Please, people, don't get offended because I'm talking about people in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas are basically thinking that there's nobody left. Like, God must have really did, like, a demolition derby type shit with this Sodom and Gomorrah, because his daughters literally think that they're the last ones on the earth. Like, there's nobody to preserve seed for my dad. There's nobody to preserve seed for us. There's nobody. We have nobody. Like, we're the last people on earth. So we got to be able, and my dad is old. So we got to be able to preserve life for him, you know what I'm saying? We got to be able to keep his name going, you dig? So they come up with a plan. And they get dad drunk. They love to drink, especially in time like this. Boy, this shit right here is crazy. And dad made sure he took his liquor. When he left Sodom and Gomorrah, that nigga made sure he took his liquor. I promise you, it must have seemed like it, because they got this nigga wasted. Not once, but twice. But they got him wasted the first night, okay? So wasted that he ends up fucking his daughter. But they doing this. It's not him like, oh, yeah, I'm finna go fuck my daughter. Nah. They trying to so-called, quote-unquote, preserve seed because they feel like they the last motherfuckers on the planet because they just seen, like, the aftermath of how God just fucked up, like, four cities just like that, you know what I'm saying, out of nowhere. So because they say in chapter 19 that Abram went to the spot where he was kicking it at with God before he had walked off. And he seen Sodom. He seen the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admar and Zeboiim, and they were just like flamed up like a furnace. Like the fire was coming out for like a furnace. And you know, if a furnace lit up hard, man, it could be some smoke coming off there. And imagine a whole like four cities that just like up in flames just like that. You know what I'm saying? So they seen some shit up close. So, but they thinking like, he did the whole world like that, but you know what I'm saying? So they got Pops drunk, got him wasted, and the older seed went up there. She got on top and rolled that dick till he bust one, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, dipped up out that thing, okay? Because, you know, it's saying in the Bible that he was so drunk, he didn't know when she came in and when she left out that motherfucker. So they planned it, you feel me? And, you know, so they did it the first night, and she said, I did it, you know what I'm saying? I got it out of her, and now I'm going to need you. I did it yesterday. You know, I do like that term, though. Why don't we don't never say yesterday? We always say yesterday. Even if it's nighttime, we say yesterday. Why not say yesterday? You know, I chilling out yesterday, man, and I seen that game, man. That shit was popping, cuz, man. Them boy pulled that shit out, boy. That happened yesterday night. No, yesterday. You know, yesterday I was doing something different, but yesterday night I was watching that game. Well, we don't never say yesterday night, man. Don't nobody say everything is day, even if it's night. We'll just say last night. We ain't gonna say yesterday night. I might just start busting that out on niggas, man. Yesterday night. When you did that, I did that yesterday night. You mean yesterday? Nah, I did it at night, so I did it yesterday night, you know what I'm saying? You mean last night? No, motherfucker, I said yesterday night. Anyway, the sister was like, you know, I went in there yesterday night, and you know what I'm saying? I fucked him, and you know, he ain't even know when I came in and came out, you know what I'm saying? I got to see it up out on him, and you got to do, I want you to do the same thing tonight, because you know what I'm saying? We got to try to keep him in the seat as we can. You know, I, you know what I'm saying? So Then they got him drunk again. Hey, folks, time to do some more drinking. Hey, give me another round, damn it. I take another round from this motherfucker. We go party in this damn cave. Hey. I did that shit again. The pot got so drunk, he probably laid down and shit. Okay, he's super drunk. He could be coherent, but he just still don't know what's going on. This nigga is wasted, cause, you know what I'm saying? So, young sister going there. She going there. Get on top. Get that get that nut up out of him. Yep. Got she pregnant, too. All right. So, if you thought it was, you know what I'm saying, some other shit for them to get their half-sister and get kids out of their half-sisters, then how about they full-blown daughters? And this is nothing that Lot did, motherfucker. This is some thought process of females on this one, because they the ones thinking this shit. I know they thought they was the last people on the planet, you know what I'm saying? But still, you could get up out that damn cave. I mean, Zohar was still there. Don't front. You can still go to Zohar. Oh, man, why he just didn't go back with Ava? I don't understand that part. Why he just didn't go back, man? I tried, you know, I want to stay over here with you, man. I don't even want to stay over. I just want to stay around you, man. I think that's probably the safest place for me to stay because, like, after the shit I saw, yeah, I truly want to get my life completely over to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, you know, I don't think he ever did. He just kind of did his own thing in that way. But the seeds that they had from him do actually become nations. You know what I'm saying? So they become healthy seeds. I mean, shit. I don't know how you know what I'm saying. You want to look at that, but, you know. Well, the first one was named, the oldest one had a son. His name was Moab. And they are the Moabites, which we'll find out more about them in the Bible. I want to say, honestly, for real, David's grandma. I want to say Ruth is one, and that's David's grandma. You know what I'm saying? Like, grandma, great-grandma. I know, you know what I'm saying? She part of the David family tree on his, you know what I'm saying, mama's side, I guess. I don't know. She a grandma or some type of way. But he part Israelite, though. You know what I'm saying? He is Israelite because his dad is from Dan. You know what I'm saying? So, not sure where mom from, but we might do that when we get there. My bad. Jumping off. Chapter 19. Did I tell you anything in chapter 19? Yeah, I told you about more. But oh, the youngest daughter. She has a son named Benenna or something like that. But he is who starts that Ammonites. And we learn more about them later, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I do believe that chapter 19 in the nutshell. You know what I'm saying? God demolished Sodom and Gomorrah. Add Mars aboard. Let it be Lot, all the strength of Lot. And that nigga didn't even want to be there. Cause then what the fuck is that? I don't know for real. But we do know Sodom and Gomorrah was on some wicked shit. And when you get on wicked shit like that, we do see what happened to you. And you get totally demolished. Nothing left to say about you but you history. Alright. Chapter 19 in a nutshell. Get to chapter 20 next time. I thought I do believe that's when the child is born to Abram and Sarah. I do believe that's in chapter 20. But we'll see when we get there. I hope y'all enjoy chapter 19. That's it for you, boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody listening, man. You know what I'm saying? Gonna do it again, man. Hope I encourage some of you motherfuckers to pick up that book. And until then, we're gonna get it in like that, though.